This guy has a lot to say about it. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning to you guys. Good to be with you.
Yes. Tough loss last night, wasn't it?
Hey, did you guys see the Rangers won the AL West? Y'all want to talk about that some?
Well, we did see it. They are your neighbors. I guess you can say something about it if you want.
I can, and I will, but I don't. But I have in the past, as well as now in the future. I don't know what I just said.
We're not sure either.
I tell you, I hate that going down there to New Orleans. I hate that stadium so much.
Why?
It's just full of stupid, and it stinks.
Now, you're sounding childish.
That whole building smells like old hot dog water or something.
They fixed it up. I think it's okay.
It still smells like that. I guess it's from all them Katrinas that were holed up in there.
It's been a while.
It's an unfortunate incident.
They've cleaned it up.
I was sitting there tolerating that smell for about 2 quarters before I realized that part of that smell was wafting off of the unwashed unicorn mane of Rob Ryan.
You think he smells?
Oh, my God. I worked with a man. I know he smells. I know it. Deep in my belly, I know it. And going up against the Saints just reminded me of how much I truly and sincerely hate Rob Ryan.
Staying on Rob Ryan.
I hate him. I hate his stupid, fake, white trash intensity. He looks like he should be holding a 357 in front of a Waco Twin Peaks, not on an NFL sideline.
Golly. Whiz.
Put his fat ass on a Harley.
He does look like he belongs with that crowd.
I tell you, our defense is holding together about as well as Susan Hawk these days, huh?
Hey, let's leave her alone, okay? She's going through a tough time.
We're having fun.
We are.
I tell you, I can't wait. Cannot wait until we get old Machine Gun Couch back out on the field next week.
You mean Greg Hardy?
Is that what his name is?
Yes, and that's not an approved nickname that you're using, I don't think.
Well, I didn't bother memorizing his real name. I just thought that was pretty cool that he had a machine gun couch.
That's not very cool.
I went out the next day and bought me one.
I don't think they sell them like that.
Yeah, they sell them. It was at IKEA, and it took me about 4 days to assemble.
Don't you have someone who can do that for you?
I tried to let Roosevelt do it, but he's not good. You know, he's blind. I don't know if you know.
No, he's not.
He's not? He always wears them sunglasses.
No, he's not blind.
Oh, okay. Well, he could have fooled me. I guess that's how he got out of putting together the IKEA machine gun caps.
Yeah, maybe so.
Hey, just see, they were able to find a picture of Dan Bailey to use with his eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was an improvement for our team.
Okay, that's one positive, sure.
See, that's positive.
I don't know why that would make you feel better.
Now, in my mind, I think Brandon Whedon doesn't look like he enjoys playing the game or even cares that he's out there.
No, why do you say that?
I don't get that.
I don't know, just the look on his face. I mean, he plays all right, but the look on his face during the game looks like he's standing in the checkout line at a Kroger or something. Looks kind of dumb and uninvolved.
Huh, I didn't really see that.
I think he's played all right.
Yeah, he played all right. He just looks dumb.
Jeez, Jerry.
I've had a few this morning. You got to forgive me.
Oh, yeah, you've been in New Orleans.
I call it this morning, but to me it's still part of last night.
Right, it all kind of runs together.
It does. When you haven't had any sleep and you've had about I'd say one of them novelty bottles of champagne that they have at restaurants that stands about 3 foot tall off the table.
You're not supposed to drink champagne after you lose.
Well, I only drank champagne after the loss because I ran out of whiskey. So keep it in perspective.
Yeah, you got a history of tying one on in New Orleans, don't you?
I just have a history of tying one on anywhere. But, yes, New Orleans specifically, because I remember – Hey, George.
Yep.
You remember when we went out drinking together in New Orleans?
That was fun. That was a long time ago, but that was fun.
Remember how we shared that stripper?
No, don't remember that part.
You was getting all them lap dances and everything.
No.
I remember you, George.
I don't remember that part.
I remember you having your top off.
That may have happened, yeah.
And you're wearing a training bra. I'll never forget that.
Good times.
They were good times. Hey, what the heck is that thing on Drew Brees' face?
I think it's a birthmark, Jerry.
Looks like he lost a fight with a Corona bottle or something. I don't know what that is.
No, it's just a birthmark.
I kept waiting for it to open up and about 1,000 spiders come crawling out of it or something.
That's really weird.
Man, you are losing it.
Jerry, you've got very big games looming with the Patriots and the Giants. This is Patriots week.
Patriots week. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Your buddy Bob Kraft will be here.
Oh.
Tom Brady. Yeah. Gronk.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Brady, Gronk, all them people who have had so much success while I've had so very little lately.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've hoisted the trophy.
It has been a while, and I want to make an announcement. I'm going to go out and get another hip today.
Another one?
Yeah, I want 3 hips. Maybe that'll be the good luck charm.
No human has 3 hips, Jerry.
I'll be the first then.
Okay, I guess you could say that.
I'll see if the old underwear thief can steal me one where I don't have to pay for it. Boy, that guy sure got lucky with that reverse fumble call, didn't he?
Who, Joseph Randall? Yeah.
Joseph Randall, the underwear thief.
Yeah.
He's about as bright as a flashlight with no batteries, isn't he? That's what they call him in Arkansas.
He doesn't appear to be bright, no.
No. But let me make a prediction here.
All right.
Old uninvolved face, Brandon Whedon. It's going to turn it on.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to beat them Patriots.
Whoa.
Okay. All right.
We're going to beat them handily. And you heard it here first on Sports Radio 1310, The Merge.
Okay.
The ticket.
Not it, but thank you.
I don't know what I'm saying.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. There goes Jerry after the Cowboys have lost 2 straight. 8:46.